Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills is a healing evangelist, a best-selling author, and a mega church pastor. He's the founder of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, overseeing over 3,000 churches across every continent of the world. He pastors the First Love Church, a vibrant church in the city of Accra, transforming the lives of thousands of young people for the Lord. Now listen to Dag Heward Mills.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for today and the great blessing we have. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I want to share with you why you must become a Bacenta leader. And when I finish, then we take an offering. All right? Now, turn to Luke 13, verse 6. Luke chapter 13, verse 6. And he spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years, I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, let it alone, Lord, this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it, and if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that, thou shalt cut it down. Amen. Now, I want you to underline in your Bible, I come seeking fruit. I come seeking fruit. Now, what is a Bacenta leader? A Bacenta leader is a center of people which is mobilized through a bus. All right? Now, the bus and the fellowship together make a Bacenta. Without a bus, it's not a Bacenta. That is why we created also Batentes, which is the use of Ubers or Yangos or whatever you have. Can the ushering open more doors so that the entrance of the people is easier and faster? Open more doors, please. What you are doing is not a good system. I don't have to say that in the mic, please. Now, the Bible says that I come seeking fruit. So, I'm not preaching about offering. This is like a first service and then a second service within the service. All right? Now, it says, Jesus said that, you see, Jesus is teaching us how he sees us Amen. It says, now a man had a fig tree. So you are a fig tree. And Jesus comes to you looking for something from you, whether you like it or not. Jesus is looking for something from every one of us. And the main thing that he's looking for from you is fruit. What is fruit? What is fruit? Fruit is something that grows out of the tree. It comes from you. It's not something that you have over there. It's something that is grown out of you. It comes from you. It's a fruit of you. And no matter who you are in church, no matter who you are, Jesus seeks fruit from you and will always seek fruit from you. Right? There's no need to open doors that are not needed to be opened, because then it also fights the air conditioning. Please do your work well and think. All right. I come seeking fruit from you. When Jesus visits you at home, he is looking for fruit from you. Turn with me to Mark chapter 11. Mark chapter 11. Just bring the chair. Don't bring the chair. I said just a chair. Didn't see the table. All right. Now, verse 11. Mark 11, verse 11. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. And when he had looked round about upon all things, now the eventide was come. Are you there? And he went out to Bethany with the 12. Verse 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree. Okay? Remember the first story was also about a fig tree. Seeing a fig tree afar off, having leaves, he came if haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing. He found what? Nothing. This is serious. You see, this is one of the events that is recorded in the Bible. When Jesus walked up to a fig tree and found nothing but leaves. For the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered. Jesus responded to the fig tree, telling him that this is not the time for figs. Jesus answered, it means that the fig tree has spoken to him. The fig tree had said something to him. This is not the time for figs. This is the wrong season. How many know that mango trees don't always have mangoes? It comes at a season. Then there's a lot of mangoes. So it's like Jesus went onto the fig tree and asked, was looking for mangoes. And the mango tree told Jesus that, is there not the time for, there are no mangoes. And Jesus spoke to the tree, a curse. No man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Verse 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Dried up from the roots. And Peter calling to remembrance. Remember, the verse said that it was in the evening. So the next day in the morning, they saw the tree dried up. Huh. And Peter calling to remembrance said unto him, Master, behold, look, look. Behold means look, look. The tree which you cursed is withered away. Now, what is the curse? What curse did Jesus pronounce? And that curse will always be a curse. No man eat fruit of thee. For you, nobody will ever get fruit from you ever again. That's a curse. Curse is not saying, I curse you, I curse you, I curse you. One of the greatest curses is to be told, as for you, nobody will have fruit from you. As for you, you'll never be a Basenta leader. It's a curse. As for you, no one will be accounted for in church. Or in a church, as that this person is in church on account of you. It's a curse. There is so much to do. So much for all of us to do. And I started by telling you, Jesus said, in his parable, he said in a parable, Luke 13 verse 6, it's a parable, which means it's a mysterious teaching, that a certain man had a fig tree, the same kind of fig tree, planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon. You are a tree. It's a mystery. And God is seeking fruit from you. And then he said, the dresser of the vineyard said, behold, these 3 years, some of you have been in church for years, 3 years, 3 months. I want you to know from day one when you pop in here. When you pop in here. Except today is your first day. If today is your first day, you are excused. But if it's your second day. Yes. When Apostle Paul was saved, the Bible says immediately, he started sharing the gospel. If you read the book of Acts, when Paul was saved, he immediately began to testify. There was no space between the time of being saved and the time where Paul was actively sharing the gospel. In I think Acts chapter 9. Yes. Immediately. How many want a curse? Stand up. All those who want the curse. You dear, nobody will be. There will be no fruit from you. Look at that. In Acts chapter 9, look at verse 19. No, verse 18. Paul was blinded. 18. And immediately there fell from his eyes scales, and he received sight, and went, and arose, and was baptized. This is his conversion. Verse 19. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straight away, he preached Christ. Straight away, Change the version. He started preaching straight away. Immediately. Immediately he began to preach, proclaim Jesus in the synagogues. There is no lag phase between salvation and fruit bearing. Bishop Prince, how many months do you need when you plant corn before it gives some fruit? How long? 3 months. It bears corn. We are like corn. 3 months, there's corn. You can't tell us it's been 3 years. I was planted 3 years ago. I'm now waiting before. I have a tree in my house. I planted it. It's just lucky that I don't have time. I don't have time. That is why it's still there. And I don't think about it every day. That's why I've left it. It shouldn't have been there at all. I should have removed it. Yes. It encumbereth the ground. If I get a nice tree, if I get a nice tree, do you get it? And I come to my garden, because my garden has trees, I will remove that tree. You know, one time I was in Johannesburg, I think it was, or some city. And one of my pastors was there, and he wasn't doing well. I told him that if I get somebody to replace you, I will move you from here. I told him. I said, only I don't have anybody, but if I get somebody, I will change you from here. Direct. It's not that I don't want to. I need somebody. If I get somebody, I will move you. And when I got somebody, I moved him. Oh, yes. Why cumbereth in the ground? You are occupying the chairs in the church. I'm sharing my message is why you must be a Basenta leader. If you think God is not expecting something from you, look, give me my phone, in my brown phone. Where is she? Bring me, give it to me. No, get it. I'm going to read you a message. Yes, that I got from somebody. Yes. If you think God needs nothing from you, you don't know God. Then you don't know God. Coming to sit in the church, it's like we are coming to receive a word. Do not have YouTube. I'm asking you a question. Do you not have YouTube? You don't have YouTubes. Do you have YouTubes or not? All the messages are there. Last week and all the weeks. They are all on the tubes. I come seeking fruit. Some years ago, if you get married, you know, in those days, they felt that if a couple is married and they don't have a child, in those days, they always blamed it on the woman. You see, blaming women, I'll read a message to you. Remind me. Blaming women started from the garden. Yes, it's a pattern. It started in the beginning. When Adam was asked, he blamed the woman. How come I'm talking about this? I was telling you something. Yeah, they used to blame the woman for not having a child. After some months or weeks, or years of being married, Charlie, since you cannot give me a child, end of marriage. And they used to blame the woman. Yes. Or even the sex of the child, they used to blame the woman. Blaming women has been a pattern from the beginning. Genesis, people don't know. The most important book in the Bible is Genesis. That's why these days I've been quoting from Genesis and little Genesis. But Genesis means in the beginning in Hebrew. It's how it was. Jesus will say in the beginning it was not so. So in the beginning women were blamed. That is why when the woman was caught with adultery, two people, they said in the very act, they brought only the woman. I think I'll stop talking about these kind of things. Oh, yes. These are patterns in the Bible. You must become you. Who is it? I'm preaching to you about you. You see, it is the Basenta has exposed people who say, oh, we witness, or we are shepherds. Because it has been linked to a bus or a car. You get it? It has exposed those who are used to say, oh, yes, did you go witness? I went witnessing this week. Yes. But where is the fruit? You see, that's the difference between YouTube and television. With the YouTube, you can see the number of people that are watching live. So the Basenta is like that. It's like we see the number of souls you are talking about in real time. So you can't give us any cock and bull story. I just want to tell you something. I don't want to frighten you. But when you are a man who is not bearing fruit, or a woman who is not bearing fruit, you should be afraid, because Jesus said, no man eat fruit of thee. You dear, you will be in the church like that. And then the next day, Peter and others said, the brother you curse that, he wouldn't have any fruits. Look at him. He's withered. You wither in so many different ways. So the reason why you don't wither, or maybe you are not withered yet, is because God is a God who gives time. As I'm sitting here, it's not because it's my duty to be an apostle or a pastor. It is because it's like there's an expectation in heaven from me. I have no choice. If I like, I should say, I won't preach. I should say it. If I like, I should say, I'm tired. If I'm bold, I should say, okay, it's enough. If I'm bold, I should say it. There's nothing like that. When God blesses you with seed after seed after seed, he will come expecting fruit from you. And it is easy for us to hide behind. So, what are you? I'm a dancer for Christ. What are you? I'm a singer for Christ. What are you? I'm a businessman for Christ. Really? You are a businessman for Christ. I'm a worshiper for Christ. Really? If all of us decide we are worshipers for Christ, we are dancers for Christ. Oh, I'm a doctor for Jesus. Doctors for Jesus. I'm a lawyer for Christ. I'm a pianist. For Jesus. I'm a pianist for Christ. You'll be shocked. You that you are sitting here, you will not be here If all of us said we are worshippers for Christ. As for me, I'm a dancer for Christ. And by the grace of God, I'm an usher for God. I'm an usher in Christ. Where will you be? I'm sharing with you why you must be a Bacenta leader. Why you must be a Bacenta leader? Because it says, I come seeking fruit from you. If you like, be there. Listen, why do you think we say one member, one bus? My greater love, I'm going to have an emergency meeting with you. They are not, most of them, I don't see many of them are not here. One member, one bus. Number two. Hebrews chapter 6. Verse 7. For the earth which drinketh in the rain. Share. You are drinking rain. Please close your mouth now when the rain is coming, eh? So that you don't drink the rain. For the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh often upon it and bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it is dressed. Some people dress it, receiveth blessing from God. Let's read it again. For the earth which drinketh in the rain. You've been drinking in the YouTubes and the messages on podcasts. And Sunday after Sunday, you drink in messages. You drink in the rain. And then somebody dresses you. For whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. Wow. Verse 8. Change the version. But if it yields thorns and thistles, it is worthless and close to being cursed. And it ends up being burned. You see, when you don't bring forth the right thing, you see, in Ghana, when you go around, a lot of places are bush. Those bushes that are there is because no one has planted grass. Or no one has planted a lawn. That is why a lawn is a sign of the presence of development and of a certain type of person. And that's why you see a lawn. The rest you see just bushes with thorns. But if somebody spends his time planting a lawn, planting green grass is so important. Even in the judgment in the book of Revelation, green grass receives severe judgment. The green grass is removed as part of the judgment. When the judgments of the earth are coming, the green grass is judged. Look at the scripture. And there came blood and fire, and they were thrown to the earth, and one third of the earth was burned, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all of the green grass was burned up. So green grass is a specially planted thing which is expected to give a certain environment. Make sure you plant some green grass in your house and not just have bushes. Hey, are you listening or I should stop talking? Yeah. Now, are you listening? If you plant what you are expecting and you get something different from what you are expecting, he said, then you can easily be cursed. There is nobody here whom God is not expecting something from. If you like, if you are bold, say, oh, I'm exempted. If you are bold, say I'm exempted. I thought you would say I'm exempted. Don't give me that I'm a dancer for Christ. I'm a worshiper for Christ. Huh? A what? Frontliner for Christ. Amen. Now, number three, Judges. That I'm giving you scriptures on why you must be and why you must become a Bacenta leader. In Judges chapter 9, Gideon, you see, Gideon had 70 children. He had 70 children. Huh? Yes, he was fruitful. Now, Gideon fought for them. How did they reward him? The Bible says they went to Gideon's family and took all the 70 children and killed all of them. Yes. Are you there? Look at it. Judges chapter 9 verse 5. And he went to his father's house at Ophrah and slew his brethren. This was the son of from another mother. And slew the brethren, the sons of Jerubbaal. That is Gideon. 70 persons upon one stone. He used one stone to cut off their heads. Notwithstanding, yet Jotham was the youngest son of Jerubbaal was left, for he hid himself. Are you listening? Now, Jotham, who was the last son, came back later and prophesied. And he said in Judges chapter 9 from verse 15, he said, and Jotham delivered a curse to the tree that bore evil fruits. He said, my father fought for you. My father fought for you and adventured his life and delivered you from the hand of the Midianites. Do you remember? My father, this is what my father did for you. He fought for you. And you are risen up against my father's house. And today, have slain his sons, 70 persons upon one stone. All right? This is not the fruit that Gideon was expecting. For what he had done, he has adventured his life, risked his life for these people against the Midianites, time and time again. And the reward that they gave to Gideon was to kill his 70 of his children. That's how they said thank you. And he gave a proverb. He said, the bramble tree said unto the trees, if in truth you anoint me, and put your trust in my shadow. He was speaking a proverb. If not, let fire come from the bramble. Now, therefore, if you have done truly and sincerely in that you have made Abimelech king, and if you have dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, and have done unto him according to the deserving of his hands, for my father fought for you and adventured his life far and delivered you out of the hand of Midian, and you are risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons 70 persons upon one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his maidservant, as the king over the men of Shechem, because he is your brother, because the mother was from Shechem. If you have dealt truly and sincerely with Jerubbaal and with his house this day, then rejoice in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out of Abimelech, the man you have made as a king. Let fire come out of Abimelech and devour the men of Shechem and the house of Milo. And let fire come out of the men of Shechem from the house of Milo and devour Abimelech. And Jotham ran away and fled and went to Beer and dwelt there for fear of Abimelech, his brother. I come seeking fruit. Gideon adventured his life. Look, at least they would have said, oh, you are Gideon's son. Oh, your father did this for us. Oh, you are Gideon's son. Everywhere I go, I see Gideon's son. He has a pharmacy shop. Gideon's son has Gideon's son has this. Gideon's son is doing this here. So many of them. They should have had a set. Because your father sowed a seed here. But what did they give him? Murder, mass murder. That's why the last son professor, he said, look, as you have appointed Abimelech, the son of his maid, because he had a son with his maid, you have made him a king because he's your relative. And you have killed all my brothers and left only me. He said, then let fire come from the trees and consume that Abimelech. And let fire come from Abimelech and consume those people. You see, when you don't bear fruit, you become a monster. Because you either do one thing or another. Most of the monsters and orangus are simply unspiritual, fruitless people. That's why they say they are starting churches. They are not able to do much. Fruitlessness is as a result of unspirituality. And when you are fruitless, it's because you are not fruitful in the right way. That's why I say fruitless people, they are always on their phones. When you see somebody, 9 o'clock in the morning, your phone is, the battery is dead. How can your phone be dead by 9 o'clock? You are now recharging your phone. Who are those? Check your neighbor. Who are those? Who are those? Beautiful. Tell your neighbor, God is expecting something from you. You can't just come and sit around. You must become a basenta leader. All those who want to be basenta leaders, who are not, raise up your hand right now. Raise up your hand. You are not a basenta leader, but you want to be a basenta leader. Only 4 of you. The rest are not. Okay. Let it be. I shouldn't say. Some of you, all that you do is to be fornicators. You are just for fornicating the church. That is all that you do for being in the house of God. You are fornicating with girls, Christian girls in the church. Tell your neighbor, I come seeking fruits. I come seeking fruits. Amen. Look, souls are perishing. Do the work. Are you ready to do the work? Yeah. David, in 1 Samuel chapter 25, the Bible says he looked after Nabal's flocks. Yes. Are you there? Now, the Bible says when David heard that Nabal had got a harvest time, he was watching over the flocks. What does the Bible say? Or what do we say? While shepherds watch their flocks by night. Shepherds have to watch the flocks. You think you have a lot of flocks, but you see some have gone here. Somebody has taken a far away. He's taken 10 away. He's gone somewhere with them. You never see them. And that's what David was doing. And when David heard, oh, are you listening? That Nabal did share his sheep. David sent Nabal, sent out 10 young men. And David said to the young men, go to Carmel and go to Nabal and greet him in my name. Use my name. Say, my name is David. I've come in the name of David. And that shall you say to him, peace be to you. Verse 7. And now I have heard that you have sharers now on your shepherds which were with us. We heard them not, neither was there anything missing unto them all the while they were in Carmel. Verse 8. Ask thy young men, and they would show thee. Wherefore let young men find favor in thine eyes. For we come to you in a good day. Give, I pray thee, whatsoever cometh to thine hand, unto thy servants and unto thy son David. So David said, oh, I'm your son, Nabal, I'm your son. When David's young men came and they spake to Nabal according to all these words in the name of David and ceased, look at verse 10. Hey! Nabal answered David's servant and said, who is David? Who is David? And who is the son of Jesse? There may be nowadays servants that break away every man from his master. It's an orangu. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shearers and give it to men whom I know not whence they be? And David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all those sayings. Hey! Verse 13. And David said unto his men, everybody put on your belt and your sword. And they gathered every man their sword. And David also gathered his sword and went up after David. 400 men, 200 abode by the staff. But one of the young men told Abigail, this is the meaning of the name Abigail. Abigail was the wife of Nabal. And they told Nabal, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master. And he railed on them. Shun diversion. You don't understand rail. He insulted them. And he scorned them. He mocked them. Who is David? What are they? What is Basenta leader? What is Basenta? What is Wasenta and Batatenta? And whatever, everything, whatever, star center. What is Abala center? Every day a new word, every day a new name. Today, CEO, tomorrow, this, tomorrow, that, tomorrow, this. What is Wasenta, Basenta, Balabala center? Hey! But the men were very good unto us. We were not hurt. Neither missed we anything as long as we were conversant with them. And when we were in the fields, they were a wall. You see, the church is like a wall. It's protecting you. It's like a wall by night and by day. By night and by day, you are protected. from becoming a drug addict and a drunkard and a fool and a mad person and depressed. The world, the church is a wall by night, by day. Look at the verse. Verse 16. The scripture, please. They were a wall unto us by day and by night. Verse 17. Now, therefore, know and consider what thou wilt. For evil is determined against our master and against all his household. For he is such a son of Belial, Satan, that a man cannot speak to him. May there never be a day somebody will say that nobody can speak to you. A son of Belial. Verse 18. And then Abigail made haste. Oh. She decided to be a Basenta leader. She took 200 loaves. You see? That's why some people are overworked. Because one person has to do so much. She took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine. And 5 sheep ready dressed. 5 measures. And all this. And she went to see David. And she said unto her servants, go before me. But she told not her husband. That's Abigailism. It's called Abigailism. She said that, no, this man, if I want to walk by the spirit of truth, he is a fool. And it was so as she rode on the ass that she came down the covert. And behold, David and his men came down against her. And she met them, armed to the teeth. They were coming to fight. David met them. And David said, surely in vain I have kept all that this fellow in the wilderness so that nothing was lost. I've done it in vain. I was a fool. All the messages, all the love, all the care, all the preaching, it was in vain. The investment in your life, it was in vain. God put it in you, but it was in vain. It wasn't worth it for you. When God sent Uncle James to me in Achimota School, was it worth sending that man, an engineer, to come on his own to park his Nissan Brown Datsun in front of the school to talk to the children? Was it in vain when they were talking to me as a child? When he saved me, when I look at my family, look at your family. How many people in your family are serving God? Look at it very carefully. How many people know God? But you, there has been so much kindness shown to you. David said, surely, surely it was in vain. I was wasting my time. It was useless to have visited you and wasted time on you, praying for you, laying hands on you. For he has requited me evil for good. Verse 22. The Lord do more to the enemies of David. If I leave anything that pisseth against the wall. Pissing against the wall is usually a dog who raised the leg and piss on the wall. So he said, if I leave even a dog. If there is any creature that can piss against the wall by tonight, then I'm not David. Then my name is not David. When David saw Abigail, when Abigail saw David, she hasted and lighted off the ass and she bowed herself. You see, there are ways to say sorry that shows that you are sorry. It's not just me, I can't care. What did they say I should say? Your posture shows also that you are sorry. That's why she bowed to the ground. She didn't sit on her donkey and say, hi, David. I heard you were coming our way. No. The Bible says she lighted off the ass and bowed herself to the ground. That's why some of your sorries are not working. It's just a word, but it's not from your heart. Wow. And she fell at his feet and said, upon me, my Lord, let this iniquity be. Let it is my fault. Let thine handmaid, I pray thee, speak and hear the words of your handmaid. She was on the floor. There are some people, if they were to fall on the floor and roll and say sorry, you would now listen to the sorry. Because the posture and the attitude speaks more. One day there was a man who had quarreled with his wife. And they were sitting around like that. All the family members had come to hear the quarrel. They spoke to the wife. And they told her, apologize to your husband. The husband himself was telling me this story. I went to visit him at Abelinkpe. I was in the house when he told me the story. And he said to me, when his wife went round, sorry, 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 sorry. And then she came to him. I was at Abelinkpe when he was telling me the story. She came to him. Then she turned her head like this. She said, Mina Ken Ken. What did they say I should say? The posture. Let's go back to the story. 25, please. Let not my Lord, I pray thee, regard this man, even Nabal. For he is as his name is, so is he. He is a fool. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, thine handmaid, saw not the young man of my Lord, whom thou didst. I didn't see them. If I had seen them, it would have been different. Now, therefore, my Lord, as the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, seeing the Lord has withholding thee from coming to shed blood and from avenging thyself with thine own hand. Now if thy, let thine enemies and they that seek evil to my Lord be as Nabal. Hey. And now this blessing which thine handmaid has brought unto my Lord, let it be given to the young men that follow my Lord. Abigailism. I pray thee, forgive the trespass of thine handmaid. For the Lord will certainly make my Lord a sure house. Because my Lord fighteth the battles of the Lord. And evil has not been found in thee all thy days. Oh, Charlie, this is real Abigailism. Wow. Verse 29. Next verse. The next verse after that. It's verse 28. All right. The next verse. Are these people with us? Yes. And it shall come to pass when the Lord has done all that he has spoken, and he shall appoint thee ruler of Israel. The next verse. That this shall be no grief, and then you shall remember thine handmaid. Wow. And David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, which sent thee this day to meet me. And blessed be thy advice. Blessed be what? Thy advice. Blessed be thou. I always remember that part. Blessed be thy advice. And blessed be thou, which has kept me this day from coming to shed blood. And from avenging myself with my own hand. Anyway, sit down. So the point is, God is always seeking fruits from you. And so now, I am coming to seek from many of you to become Bacenta and Batenta leaders. Every single week, you are going to. There are many people who miss church. They came one swollen Sunday, but they are waiting for you to come for them. But since you are not around, you say, okay, Charlie, you there. You are not available. But God is coming, seeking fruit. Now, I want to, before we take the offering, this morning when I was coming to church, one of my pastors sent me a message. He said, "Pastor, should I read it to you?" He said, "Pastor, I loved and enjoyed the topic that you have preached today. Even though Sister Alexandra or something and I, we came late during the service due to an unfortunate incident. Even though they were late, they enjoyed the message." It says, "I loved it and then I enjoyed it." Do you know why they were late? He said, "I wanted to talk to you today personally about it, but to no avail, because I had to catch my last train." Hey. On our way to church, are you listening? This is the reason. He said, "On our way to church by train, someone ended their lives when we reached Lindsberg." That is, when the train is coming to the station, then it jumped in front of it. Then the train smashes over the person, divide the person into nothing. He said, "Listen, the whole action and incident is ingrained in my memories due to seeing, I saw it. And the aftermath, a young person. So as you are going to church," you see, that's what I think we don't understand. "As you are going to church happily, on a train, I'm going to sing, I'm going to hear a message, somebody's mind is so dark, so sad. Somebody somewhere who would only listen to someone like you, waiting for somebody to come and maybe help the person. Today, Sunday, today, the person is so down and so sad and so hopeless that if you see the train, when you see the size of the train will be like from here to here, the whole stage, heavy, huge. And just jump in front of it, you turn into, I mean, just blah, 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 finish." There are people that are waiting. You know, Keith Green, he sang a song. He said, "I was waiting. I was hoping you would come, but you never came." He sang a song as though he was one of those. He said, "I was hoping." He said, "I read your magazines. I read your stories. I waited in vain. I thought you would come, and you never came. You never came. You never came." Listen, church, I want you to know that there is so much suffering, so much horror for people who don't know Jesus. Today, as you are coming happily to church, there are people, you don't even know what they are doing today, this Sunday morning. Smoking weed high, on drugs, drinking, fooling. All they know is partying. They are lost. And that's why David said, "All this time I've headed you and protected you with messages, prayer meetings, fasting, songs, books. And when I wanted something small, there was nothing from you." Nothing from you. David said, "I'll take my..." You notice the reaction is usually a curse. For Jesus to curse the tree, say, "You, nothing. You are telling me that it's not the season." You see what is season. You will understand what is season, right season. It's not the season, eh? If it was the wrong season, you would have been left in your sin. Because the wrong season for you to be saved. 1,001 reasons. Look, I want you to know that God has a reason for saving. I'm not here because, I will receive a call of God. It's a responsibility. After what he has done for me, He's expecting from me A, B, C, D. That's all. And he's expecting from you. And that's what I'm talking about. I want to be very specific. Many of us must agree to be part of the army of the Lord. Part of it. You are expecting me to give off offering for of money. Look, Paul said, this you did and more, 2 Corinthians 8, and more. First you gave yourselves, and then you gave of whatever. The first thing is to give yourself. Not giving yourself is a sign that your money is nothing. God is not interested in my money. He's interested in me. He's interested in me. Give of yourself. Give yourself. So today, I'm not looking for money. I'm looking for people. People who are going to say, I don't know what is involved, but I want to be anything. You know, I feel so sad when I read this story this morning. It's the same church day that you are going to Sunday. You're going to sing. You'll be singing, as we gather, may your spirit, as we gather, la 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 la. Oh, as we gather, knowing well that as our hearts begin,
to worship,
we'll be blessed because we gather.
We'll be blessed because.
What about those who are not gathering? What about those who are not gathering? Let's give our best. Let's give our best. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 5. And this they did, not as we hope, but first gave their own selves. First of all, you give yourself. And then, even unto us, by the will of God. Father, I thank you for many people who want to be your servants and want to give first of themselves. And then, of course, after that, we can give other things. I bless your name. Lord, today is Sunday. We love Sunday mornings because we are blessed we came to church. But what about the others? Today I pray that we will give ourselves gloriously to this mission, unreservedly, for your glory. We pray and we praise you and we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Anybody here who wants to be a Bacenta leader, or at least try whatever it wants to be, I want you to lift up your hand and I want to just pray with you quickly. You want to say, Lord, I want to be a Bacenta, and come to me in the front here. I'm going to pray with you here. I want to be a Bacenta leader. I want, like, practical things that are done. I don't know what it's involved, but I would like to try. After all my preaching, just these three or four people are coming. More are coming. Thank God that you are a singer for Christ. Thank God that you are a musician, a dancer for Jesus. I'm talking about Bacenta. Bacenta. I'm taking an offering, but I'm taking an offering of lives. I'm taking an offering of what? Lives. Yes. I don't know what you are talking about, but I want to do it. I also like to be involved. I believe I can try. I believe I can try. I believe I can try. I believe I can try to gather people. Oh, I believe I can work for God. I can do something.
Interacting with them every day. I believe I can try.
I believe I can try.
I believe I can feed.
I believe I can feed and lead.
I believe I can gather people. I believe I can carry them.
Oh, yes.
I believe I can try. I know the meaning of the word that I can do.
All right, lift your hands. All of you in front here, lift your hands. Father, I thank you. Lord, even if these people do nothing, they lifted up their hands and they came to the front and they said, I believe I can try. I believe I can make an effort and become a real countable shepherd, someone with countable fruits. Thank you for this great provision and blessing. Now I pray for every one of them. If they do nothing else in your house again till they die, Lord, that you will remember this altar call where they said, I want to try. And I pray that you will help each and every one of them to become the great Basenta leaders and shepherds and workers in your house forever. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everyone shouted, Amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.